Our focus scripture this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 8. This is the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" God's word for God's people.
A concerned husband went to the doctor to talk about his wife. He says to the doctor, "Doctor, I think my wife is deaf because she never hears me the first time and always asks me to repeat things." Well, the doctor replied, "Go home tonight and stand about 15 feet away from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move about 5 feet closer and do the same thing. Say it again. And keep doing that. So then we'll know to the degree of which, you know, the severity of her deafness." The husband said, "Okay, I'll do that." And sure enough, the husband went home and does exactly as instructed. He starts off about 15 feet from his wife in the kitchen, and she's chopping up some vegetables, and he says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" He hears no response. So he moves about 5 feet closer, and he says in the same tone, "Honey, what's for dinner?" Once again, no response. Well, he moves a little closer, and once again asks, "Honey, what's for dinner?" He hears no response again. Well, he moves up right behind her. He's about an inch away, and he asks, "Honey, what's for dinner?" And she replies, "For the fourth time, I said, vegetable stew." Who's the one that's deaf? When you pray, do you sometimes get the feeling that God is deaf? Let's face it, you pray, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray, just like that husband was saying, "Honey, what's for dinner?" You pray, and it's like God doesn't hear you. But then again, who's the one that's deaf in your prayers? Is it God, or is it you? I invite you to turn to the parable that Neil read for us this morning. It's from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. And we see here how Jesus shares with us that God is not deaf to our prayers. Let's see how Jesus puts this, beginning in verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus is not saying here that we are to pray continuously when he says always pray and not give up. But rather, Jesus is saying we should pray continually. Yes, there is a difference. A difference between continuously and continually. To pray continuously would be to go on and on and on and on nonstop. And let's face it, Jesus speaks against doing that because that's just using words and doing it just to be seen. That's continuously. But to pray continually, it is to keep on praying, but it's to be persistent without losing hope that the prayers will be answered by God. So to always pray, maybe we need to put it this way. To always pray is maintaining that you will know, that you know God will respond to your prayers with what is best for you. That's praying continually. Because you'll often find your prayers alter a little bit, as opposed to continuously. That's going on and on and on, wanting God to do what you think is best. Continually. Praying continually, you're open to what God sees best for you. Continuously, it's what you want God to answer in your prayers. And let's face it, we have a tendency to pray continuously for what we want. And we assume that if we get tired of praying that, that God must get tired of listening to us. But does he? Jesus is sharing with us in today's parable, beginning in verse 2, that God does not get tired of hearing your prayers. As he said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about man. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. What's interesting here is because the widow keeps coming, the judge isn't just putting her off, he's listening as well. And she listens to the judge that he's not answering. So in essence, they learn and listen to each other in the process. And justice is served. Even a crooked judge will give justice. Let us remember, the widow only wants justice. Or fair treatment. She's not seeking preferential treatment. Justice is not always what you want. Justice is getting what is right. When do you pray? When are the times that you pray? Be honest. It's usually when we want something, isn't it? And usually we want preferential treatment. We want something to be taken away, like a pain or something going on with that or a problem that we're dealing with. Dear God, do this. I remember when I had my wisdom teeth taken out. Oh, the pain I experienced that night, not from the teeth, but from the anesthesia and everything. And dear God, get this pain away. Just praying for that instead of being thankful that I didn't have to feel the pain of them taking it out because of anesthesia. I wanted preferential treatment. And isn't that what we often pray for? What do you want from God? In our service today, what do you want from God? That's easy, isn't it, to think about what we want from God. Now think of it this way. What does God want from you? That's not so easy, is it? What does God want from you? Do you know what God wants from you? I'll help you out here. What God wants from you is a relationship with you. And the only way in which God and you can have a relationship is to spend time together. And that time spent together is often in prayer. Through your prayers, God learns that you are willing to share your deepest needs. You're willing to share what is truly hurting you. But he also receives your deepest thanks. He receives your love. And will not God, who has a relationship with you, well, as verses 7 and 8 says, Jesus goes on and says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. Justice. It comes. Once again, justice is doing the right thing, not necessarily what we want. It's what God wants. And that comes with the relationship. Relationships of love. God's love for us and our love for God. For relationships of love are not built in an instant or built on a title. Relationships of love are built over time. Bob Benson writes in his book, Come Share the Being. He writes, nearly a year ago, Peg and I had a very hard week. Wednesday night, Mike slept downstairs in his room, where children belong, and we slept upstairs in ours, where mom and dads belong. Thursday night, we were 350 miles away, and he was in Ramada in room number 325, and we were in room number 323, connecting rooms, and we left the door open and talked and laughed together. Friday night, 700 miles from home, and he was in room 247, and we were in the hotel room number 239. But it was just down the balcony, and somehow we seemed together. Saturday night, he was in the freshman dorm, and we were back in room 239. Monday night, we were home, and he was 700 miles away in Chapman 309. Now, we had been through this before. Bob Jr. had gone away to college, and we had gathered ourselves together until we had gotten over it, mainly because he's married now and he only lives 10 miles away and comes to visit with Deb and Robert III. So we thought we knew how to handle separation pretty well. But we came away lonely and blue. Oh, our hearts were filled with pride for our fine young man, and our minds were filled with memories from tricycles to commencement. But deep down inside somewhere, we just ached with loneliness and pain. Somebody said, well, you still have three others at home. Yes, we have three fine kids at home, and there's still plenty of noise, plenty of ball games to go to, plenty of responsibilities, plenty of laughter, plenty of everything, except Mike. And in parental math, 5 minus 1 does not equal plenty. And I was thinking about God. He sure has plenty of children, plenty of artists, plenty of singers and carpenters and candlestick makers and preachers, plenty of everybody except you. And all of them together can never take your place. And there will always be an empty spot in his heart and a vacant chair at his table when you're not home. And if once in a while it seems God's crowding you a bit, try to forgive him. It may be one of those nights when he misses you so much, he can hardly stand it. Has God been missing you? Relationships do not come automatically. They are built. My relationship with my wife was not built in an instant. It's built over time, and it's still building, even after being married 35 years. And if you want to build a relationship with God, it'll only come through the persistent and continual process of speaking to him and listening to him. That's what true prayer is. Prayer is not only telling God what you want, it's also listening to what God wants from you. Prayers are conversations. Conversations between you and God and between God and you. And prayer often requires, let's face it, more listening than speaking. And we often do what? We speak more than we listen. It's often been said to me, that's why God gave us one mouth and two ears, because we're supposed to listen to others and listen to God twice as much as we speak. If that's true, I'm not sure, but it makes the point. When you pray, do you allow God to speak? Do you take time to listen? As you're praying continually, and you're aware and you're moving on with your life, do you notice those times God is talking to you? Because it's like you can have a conversation in a car with someone, Maybe God's pointing something out to you through nature, or through a situation you're dealing with, through what you're listening to or what you see, or through your heart and your soul. When do you pray? When you pray, do you think God is deaf, so you do most of the talking? Or do you realize that you are often deaf to God's will and need to do more listening to God? This week, I invite you in your prayers. Yes, tell God what's in your heart. Be open, be honest. But also in that conversation with God, how will you listen more? Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. Ever with us, God, you want a relationship with each one of us through Jesus Christ. Yet when things are not going well, we often do all the talking to you and do not listen very well to you. So I invite you to listen. Listen now, listen for the rest of today to what God's will is for you as you now speak to God through a prayer with a problem or situation you are experiencing. Just as God wants a relationship with you, God wants a relationship with everyone, including the people you know and love. Yet they, like us, often only come to God with their wants and do not listen to what God wants from them. So I invite you to pray for one or two others who are dealing with a situation in their life and for them to be open to what God wants from them. And Lord, in addition to those we've lifted up silently, we pray for all who are dealing with the death of a loved one. For that is so traumatic. And when we look at it, the reason they're a loved one is because we have a relationship with them. And when those end, the physicalness ends, but they're still a part of us. They're still speaking to us. And we still listen to them. So allow us the comfort and guidance to continue in our lives. And not push them away, but embrace them as a part of our life still. And Lord, we pray for your healing power, for it to be with those who are dealing with physical situations, such as COVID, or recuperating from recent procedure, for those who are battling cancer, those who are seeking diagnosis. We pray for those with the chronic conditions and each day battle their body, yet you have also blessed in so many ways. And we pray for those having upcoming procedures, that your will may be done through those you've given a gift of healing, as well as through your Spirit. But Lord, we just don't pray for those who are dealing with physical needs. We also pray for those dealing with mental health situations. We pray for those who are dealing with emotional problems in their life, that they may be open to that relationship with you and listen to you. And we pray for those seeking spiritual guidance. For we will ask for spiritual guidance, but just like asking directions, we tend to want to go our way instead of listening to that guidance so we can go the right way, your way. But Lord, we also pray for all who are facing trials and tribulations in their life, whether it be the continual cleanup from Hurricane Ian or whether it be from some other situation going on in a community or in personal lives. You are there. You want to know about those because you want a relationship with us. But you also want us to listen as well. For when we listen to others as well as speak with them, we learn new insights and get different perspectives that help us. Well, it's the same way when we listen to God as well as speak to God. We learn new insights that help us and bless us. So I invite you to lift up a prayer of thanks. A prayer of thanks to God for sticking with you when you're doing all the talking and very little listening. But also God is still blessing you each and every day. We speak and listen to God through Jesus Christ. And by having him be a part of your life, you have that relationship with God. So I invite you to pray for a relationship of speaking and listening, a relationship of conversing with God through a silent prayer. All these prayers we lift up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray in saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.